How are you today, Greg?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, without further ado, why would you run for county commissioner?
You know, it was interesting. It was something I can confess, it had never occurred to me. It wasn't in my, it wasn't something I dreamed about, no aspiration, but it was suggested to me by some people in Aspen. And when I reacted in shock, they said, well, why don't you ask a few of your other friends and see what they say? So I did. And they all said, you should do this. Yes, you should do this. You'd be good at this. Go ahead. And then they also kind of muttered and sniggered under their breath. So I wasn't sure if they were being mischievous or sadistic or sincere. But I kept asking other people, and I finally went to my family and I said, you know, what do you think? Should I do this? And my children said, yeah, you should do that. That sounds great. And so we all went into it, not really knowing what it meant. And I hung in there and I had a primary the first time around, and I won the primary, and then I won the general election. And I've been at it for 4 years now. And so here I go into the next election. And quite honestly, I can confess to everyone, I was trepidatious. I wasn't sure if I was going to run again. And then when I finally committed to it, it felt pretty good. There are times when I feel as if I'm doing something useful for the community. And so here we are, carrying on.
Tell us about your district, District 3 of Pickin County, and perhaps what is one of the major issues that those voters necessarily might have on their minds this election?
My district includes Woody Creek, goes down the valley toward Old Snowmass, and then it wraps around up around the base of Red Mountain, skirting around the town and up toward East Aspen. It's one of five districts. There are five commissioners up here. We're unlike most of the counties in the state that only have three commissioners. We've got differences, but we're a home rule county. So we have five commissioners. So my district is rural, Woody Creek being probably the most vocal lot in my district. And quite honestly, the issues I think that my district has is that we appreciate rural living. We like rural Pickin County, and the people here like having their quiet lifestyle. And that works for me. When I ran, I did a series of posters with a local artist of renown, and the slogans in the posters are really about, you know, what are the most important things to us? And darkness, you know, quiet, dark night, quiet, silent, solace of open spaces and having open lands, rural lands, which translates to open space and clean, clear running streams, nature, that respect for nature, things like that are really important to the people here. So getting to the issues, certainly the biggest issue that I think concerns Woody Creek right now, other than the underlying issues of the COVID pandemic and economic situation regarding some of the recovery and the water issues that we're facing and droughts and all that. The main issue, I think, for my district in Woody Creek, the airport is a big one, and the airport is really the elephant in the room when it comes to what our commission's been talking about lately.
Just on a broader sense for Pickin County, what do you think the next 4 years the county commissioners will be focusing on, assuming that you win this election that you are running unopposed for?
Well, I can tell you, my opponent is just, you know, treacherous. His wife speaks of me disparagingly.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, as people may have heard by now, I'm running unopposed. So
yeah.
To me, that is one, it's an honor to be trusted to take this on and to serve again. When people ask me what the biggest issue is facing us, sometimes I wonder, well, maybe it's complacency. If no one's running against me, does that mean we have a healthy republic here? Or that maybe what I should really do is assume that people like what I've been doing in general. They like how I communicate. They like that I'm open and approachable and forthcoming, speak my mind, although my motto for the first 4 years is from Shakespeare, brevity is the soul of wit. The next 4 years, what we're looking at is a recovery from a COVID-19 epidemic, which we do not know when it will end. We're in it. It's a long emergency. The economic recovery, the recovery to the tourism and travel and getting back to what people call it normal, could take a few years for the travel industry and airlines to recover.
Greg Poschman, running for the 3rd District of Pickin County, the Board of County Commissioners, also the incumbent, running unopposed. Thank you for your time today, Greg.
Thanks, Corby. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to everyone. I love KDNK, I confess.
Well, that's much appreciated. For KDNK News, this is Corby Anderson.